Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're talking about, you know, who is ISIS? See, being at a wonderful spot on just trying to, we would think about this, Ephesians 6:12. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, power, spiritual forces of evil. And so what you're looking at, that a spiritual force of evil has gotten a hold of these folks who are identifying themselves as ISIS, and they are coming down and killing people. And part of those people they're killing are Christians, and they're crucifying. They are beheading, they're murdering, and they're forcing the women in marriage and servitude for the people. And that's called evil. And remember, America, we're only 5% of the world's population. Jesus loves us all. We're all created in the image and the likeness of God. And this is the land of the Bible. I want to remind you that, according to George Barna, 81% of Christians in America who have a Bible never pick it up. They don't even pick it up at all. 97% of all Christians in America, according to George Barna, don't even read the Bible in the context of making a decision of following what God is saying. Only 3% does.
Wow.
But this is what the Bible says. This is the land of the Bible. We were seeing these fights go down. This is where Garden of Eden was. This is where Nineveh was. This is when you go further up into Syria and Turkey. You're looking at all the different journeys of Paul and the missions and the church of Thyatira and Ephesus. And we got to wake up. It's not about us. It's about God.
That's right. Right.
And so we got to understand this majority thing. And you got to hear at the Heritage Foundation had a discussion on Benghazi, and they're trying to figure it out, Benghazi, Libya. And Bridget Gabrielle, so powerful what she says. You got to hear this. Watch this. Listen up.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace to you all. My name is Saba Ahmed. I'm a law student at American University. I am here to ask you a simple question. I know that we portray Islam and all Muslims as bad, but there's 1.8 billion Muslim followers of Islam. We have 8 million plus Muslim Americans in this country, and I don't see them represented here. But my question is, how can we fight an ideological war with weapons? How can we ever end this war? The jihadist ideology that you talk about, it's an ideology. How can you ever win this thing if you don't address it ideologically?
So you're looking at, this is a young Muslim American lady who's addressing this panel at the Heritage Foundation, and she's talking about, don't you understand that there's 1.8 billion Muslims on the earth, and that there's a large population of Muslims in America. She's talking about majority and the crowd and that type of stuff. And so this is, and understand, this is not what the meeting was about. The meeting was about a Benghazi. But understand, you got to hear this. You got to hear Bridget Gabrielle's response, and she's a Christian, based on what John has heard, her testimony right there. But it's just brilliant, and it's accurate, and it's truthful what she's saying, because it has nothing to do with Islam or Muslims. It has to do with the terror that's taking place in the context that's standing up for America. But listen up.
Great question. I am so glad you're here, and I am so glad you brought that up because it gives us an opportunity to answer. What I find so amazing is, since the beginning of this panel, which we are here about Benghazi attack against our people, not one person mentioned Muslims. We are here against Islam, or we're launching war against Muslims. We are here to discuss how 4 Americans died and what our government is doing. We were not here to bash Muslims. You were the one who brought up the issue about most Muslims, not us. And since you brought it up, allow me to elaborate with my answer. There are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world today. Of course, not all of them are radicals. The majority of them are peaceful people. The radicals are estimated to be between 15 to 25%, according to all intelligence services around the world. That leaves 75% of them peaceful people. But when you look at 15 to 25% of the world Muslim population, you're looking at 180 million to 300 million people dedicated to the destruction of Western civilization. That is as big of the United States. So why should we worry about the radicals, 15 to 25%? Because it is the radicals that kill. Because it is the radicals that behead and massacre. When you look throughout history, when you look at all the lessons of history, most Germans were peaceful. Yet the Nazis drove the agenda. And as a result, 60 million people died. Almost 14 million in concentration camps. 6 million were Jews. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. When you look at Russia, most Russians were peaceful as well. Yet the Russians were able to kill 20 million people. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. When you look at China, for example, most Chinese were peaceful as well. Yet the Chinese were able to kill 70 million people. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. When you look at Japan prior to World War II, most Japanese were peaceful as well. Yet Japan was able to butcher its way across Southeast Asia, killing 12 million people, mostly killed with bayonets and shovels. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. On September 11th in the United States, we had 2.3 million Arab Muslims living in the United States. It took 19 hijackers, 19 radicals to bring America down to its knees, destroy the World Trade Center, attack the Pentagon, and kill almost 3,000 Americans that day. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. So for all our powers of reasons and us talking about moderate and peaceful Muslims, I'm glad you're here. But where are the others speaking out? And since you are the only Muslim representative... Only Muslim representative in here, you took the limelight instead of speaking about why our government, and I assume, are you an American? You're an American citizen. So as an American citizen, you sat in this room and instead of standing up and saying a question or asking something about our four Americans that died and what our government is doing to correct the problem, you stood there to make a point about peaceful, moderate Muslims. I wish you brought 10 with you to question about how we can hold our government responsible. It is time we take political correctness and throw it in the garbage where it belongs and stop calling it.
We love you. I know I'm married, but you're Bridget, Gabrielle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, for sure. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Amen.
What did he say?
Oh, man.
This is a woman who was born in Lebanon
okay.
to a Christian family. Her mother was 55, and I forget how old her father was, but 60. She was the only child born in their marriage. And she's been very outspoken. I mean, this woman's just...
She knows it firsthand.
Yeah, she does.
And you see, the whole thing is that you see people like, what are you talking about? Right now, the country's being destroyed. It's now not time to stand up and start pushing your agenda. Mm-hmm. It's time to say, how can we get back to God and country and Israel? How can we get back to the original founding principles yeah. of our nation? And why are you more concerned about... And this is we talk about all this all the time. We talk about this in the original... intent of the church. Understand the silent majority is irrelevant.
Yeah.
And think about right now, most of the church is just silent. And if you're trying to convince silent folks to do something, they're not going to do something. But understand this, when George Washington raised up and he realized that we can't live under this tyrannical thing anymore, we've got to stand up for there was a silent majority then. There was a silent majority when people stand up for right things, everybody wants everybody to join them. They want to be in the crowd. You know, if it's mm-hmm. like, should be a whole bunch of folks here. But realize it's just one person runs for president. Only, you know, one person has to stand up and say, I'm going to run for president. One person runs for the senator or two people for your state. It's not a majority of folks.
Right.
You know, and one person decides to stand up like Paul and say, you know what, I'm going to go to Ephesus. I'm going to preach the gospel, and it's going to transform this poor city who's worshiping all these other gods, and they're going to become a hub for the Christianity. I mean, it just takes one person, and we have to be just like her and say, you know, we've got to throw all this political correctness out and just say, you know what, for the church, it shouldn't be about politics anyway. That's Jezebelic. We should be about loyalty to our King, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we should be for these folks and not against them that are being persecuted and say, how can we stop this destruction of our nation and the Middle East that's taking place? And one way to do that is go back to our original tent of our nation. So who is ISIS? I think that Bridget did a real good job of talking about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.